ZLK, K4WCO.
Back in a trailer, give me a moment, and 4ZLK.
Roger, K4WCL.
John, WW4JET, good afternoon. Shane, as well.
Hope you're doing good. What you up to this afternoon?
You know, the usual, cutting some grass and cleaning up from all the wind. And a few other odds and ends. Not too terrible. Nothing too difficult.
Seasoned and seniority pilot like yourself has the weekend off.
So yeah, seniority does pay off. How about you? What are you guys up to?
I'm in front of Southern Home Liquidators. Lori went in to browse. I like going in there like once a month. I don't really like going in there once a week because you see the same old junk. I guess the good stuff sells fast. So I popped into Ingles, got a couple of things that we couldn't get at Walmart, and then I ran up to the convenience store and got a couple boxes of beer to stick in the fridge, and I'm just sitting out here waiting on her.
Stocking up so you don't have to go far after today. That sounds like a plan. What's on the grill tonight?
To what we're doing tonight. I think tomorrow we're going to do Japanese hibachi on the Blackstone. And I bought a new smoker today. I bought a really nice, fairly expensive Pit Boss 3 years ago, and I've had all kinds of problems with it, and they've shipped me parts, and I've taken it apart and put it back together, and, you know, it works for 6 months, and I just got fed up with it and bit the bullet and bought me one of those Traeger grill / smokers. They had a really good deal on them at Home Depot. $700 is what they, you know, I look at them all the time, see if they go on sale. And they had that sucker for $200 off, so $499, or we'll just call it $500. And they put it together for me.
There you go. There's a good deal. Well, awesome. Yeah, I've been a fan of wood pellet smokers for a long time. I've had a Camp Chef. The smoker itself has been great. It's their accessories. They have they call them sidekick accessories. Like, you could have a sear box, which is basically a small grill that has propane to sear, to reverse sear and stuff like that, and you can get attachments for it. But, boy, those accessories rust out fast, but the main smoker's been fine.
Cheap Masterbuilt that I caught on sale at Academy Sports, of all places. And it lasted about 8 seasons. My cover disintegrated that I had on it, and I never did buy another cover, and the elements finally got to parts of the inside, started rusting out. And I've been looking at this Pit Boss, and I thought it was a good unit, but I've had nothing but problems with it. And, you know, this is actually the second Traeger I bought. I bought one right at Thanksgiving last year. Lori was like, we smoking a turkey? I said, no, can't get it to work. And so I ordered one. I knew it wasn't going to be there for Thanksgiving. But it was significantly cheaper at AliExpress. And I had bought a bunch of stuff at AliExpress before and never had problems with them. And long story short, this thing never showed up, but somehow, and it wasn't AliExpress that actually shipped it. It was a third party. And somehow they had a U.S. Postal Service delivery confirmation, but I'm sure they didn't ship a 130-pound smoker. You know, the mailman didn't have that in his truck. But it never showed up, and I disputed the charge, both with AliExpress and American Express, and I never got any resolution. I got J jet for almost $500. I was pretty upset about it, but I really didn't know where else to turn to. So, you know, my remedy there is just not to spend any money with any of the Chinesium sites anymore. I've swore them all off. I know a lot of Amazon and eBay stuff comes from China. Kind of can't avoid it. But anyway, so this is my second Traeger, and I actually have this one in the back of the truck.
Okay. Well, sounds like something smoked for tonight. That'll work. Shane, jump in here, man. Smoking's good. I really do enjoy it, and I'm trying to find a recipe for thick white meat pork chops. They're like the large cut ones, and believe it or not, most of the smoker recipes for pork are all, you know, the dark meat or pork tenderloins or not. But I'll let Shane jump in. WW4GET.
Good afternoon, Matthew. Nice to hear you too. And hello, John. Went ahead and hooked up another trailer real quick while I was since I had you on hold there. Go ahead, John.
Get in there and kept me company. I don't know if you're talking about like a pork loin. That's what it sounds like. Boneless pork chop, pork loin. I kind of find them to get a little dried out. We used to buy the whole loin and cut them up, and I've done them different ways. But I got to where I buy the little tenderloin. You know, you get two of them in a pack, Hormel or Smithfield, and they're nice and tender. I just, I'll cook them on the grill, but in the wintertime, I'll just salt and pepper them and spray a little olive oil on them, and 35 minutes at 400 degrees, man, they're perfect. Usually if I do a pork chop, whether it be bone in or bone out, and they get nice and tender if you braise them, but I don't know how you feel about boiling your meat, basically. Go ahead there, Jet. WW4JET, K4WCL.
Crown pork roast and stuff that are... if you slow cook them and smoke them, they'll come out good. You gotta watch white meat a lot closer, obviously. But these are boneless pork the white meat pork chops or whatever. And so I'm trying to figure out something. I'll do something on the smoker. I'll slow smoke them and then watch the temperature and then just do a little sear on top or something. And they'll still be juicy. But I was. There's just not a lot of recipes for it because I guess everybody prefers the dark meat. And the tenderloins are great. You're right about them. You can't go wrong with most of the other pork cuts. But this one's a tough one. There doesn't seem to be many recipes out there. But unless Shane knows of one, go ahead, Shane. N4Z, okay, WW4JET.
Sorry, I don't. I have not done a lot of pork on the grill or smoker. I've done several rib roasts and steaks, of course. I've slow cooked or smoked on the charcoal grill. I just kind of cook the rib roast on a couple of piles of charcoal on either side, and I always put a water pan underneath it. I've heard that helps with the moisture. Back when I had a little smoker, that was kind of in the direction, but I haven't done much pork. I do like pork. Beth won't really eat it. So, and the way I work right now, I always think when I get as old as John and can retire, then I'll probably spend more time cooking outside on a grill. But I may try something this week. I'm off. So I'm off work. I'm always a little off, I think. But I'm off work, so I may try something this week. If I find some time and it doesn't rain too much. N4, is that okay?
Oh. As in the breaking station, I didn't quite get the call. I think it said you were mobile. So, yeah, pork chops are a little hard to get tender and juicy, in my opinion. Although, I don't know if you ever got pork chops at Waffle House. Man, I don't know how they do them. I mean, I know they do them on the griddle. And they're always perfect. They're thin, but they sear them up good on each side, and they're always done in the middle, and their pork chops are very good. Their pork chop and egg special is something both Lori and I enjoy for lunch. And yeah, that's about it. Let me see who the breaking station is. All I caught was you were mobile, so go ahead. You got John here, Kilo 4 Whiskey, Charlie Lima. I'm mobile in Pickens County. John, thanks. Go ahead there, six ghosts of Shane.
Good. Yeah, that all sounds good. You're making me hungry, even though I had a big lunch. John, I ate lunch in Easley, but I think I was there a little before you. I saw your post, your picture of where you ate at Silver Bay. I was down at Two Bros, a pizza place. They have more than pizza. They have a lot of stuff, and it's really good. Right there at where 93 and 123 come together if you ever want to eat some good Italian food. But anyway, go ahead, Matthew. Sorry. Nice to hear you today. I wish I was home working on stuff, too. I've got a lot to do. I'll be doing that next week. And 4ZLK.
Shane, Two Brothers is good. John, if you ever get a chance, if you haven't, drop in there. They got a pretty good pretty good pizza there. It's darn close to New York City perfection. At least I thought so. And they had that great sliced sausage that goes, it's all good. But anyway, now you guys are definitely getting me hungry. But Silver Bay puts out pretty good. It's not something I do too often, but we have our meet and greets there, GMRS meet and greets sometimes, and they always take good care of us, and that's a good place now and then. Good luck with that smoker. I want to see pictures of your first smoke tonight on that machine there, John, when you get home, and I hope it works well for you, and give me a report. I'd love to see it.
Gonna smoke tonight, Matt. Probably tomorrow night. I'll probably do the Japanese hibachi tomorrow night, but throw the bud on tomorrow. I like to smoke out in the late afternoon and usually take it off the next day, noon to 2 o'clock, let it sit in the cooler for a couple of hours and rest. So, anyway. Yeah, I'm looking forward to playing with it. I'll probably, get it set up. Oh, doggone it, I forgot to buy a pellet. Okay, it wasn't on the list. But I do have one bag, I know that. So, but, yeah, I think I got to phone it in. So I'll probably run it, make sure the app works and all that tonight. But, yeah, probably do the real thing tomorrow night. Shane, you have mentioned that pizza place to me more than once. And, a southern guy telling me about a pizza joint's good. It might be. But, when I get a true guy from New Jersey saying it's like the real deal from New York, hey, I got to stand up and pay attention to that. Hi.
I understand. I'm confident that, or I'm secure in my recommendation, and the less you eat there, the more I can eat there, so that'll be fine. They have such a wide variety. I got their lasagna one day. It's a lunch special, too. It's like $10, $11, something like that, and I couldn't finish it. It was so big, and I can eat. I can eat pretty well, and it was more than I could eat, and it was really good, and I like lasagna, I've had it out several times where I've been disappointed. Their salads are good. All of their pizzas that I've had, different varieties, are really good. So, take it for what it is. Just an old Southern boy giving you that recommendation. But I'll let Matt talk you up on it some more. And I'm going to drop out here. Got to make another trailer swap over here by the Donaldson Airport. And if you guys are still in, I'll be back. And real quick, Connor is, my son-in-law Connor calls the net on Saturdays. not the first Saturday, but the last three Saturdays of the month. So I know, John, you probably can't make it from where you are, but Matthew, if you're interested, or if you are, he'd love to have you join in. So a little plug there. 7-3 to you guys. Good to hear you today. Matthew, I'll turn it to you. 10-4, is that okay?
Good talking to you. Good weekend ahead here. Hope you have a good one. And good information on the lasagna. Lasagna, good lasagna is tough to make, so it's always nice to eat it out at a good place. So I'll have to give those guys a try. They're pretty serious about their food over there. They actually, the owners come out and actually talk to you, which is a lost art in a lot of these restaurants. But good information. Hey John, yeah, I know you might be coming into a dead spot there, so I'll cut it short here, get back to you, but I'm going to sign here as well. You have a good weekend. Maybe I'll talk to you some more here shortly. N4ZLK and K4WCL, it's WW4JET. Well, 73, guys.
Thank you, Shane. Good to hear both of you. And yeah, I'm just telling you, in the back entrance here off of 178, so see if I can get into the repeater from home. If I'm on my ID5100 with a handy talkie though. But yeah, if I remember, I'll check in. And Shane, I knew you wouldn't take offense to my Southern Boy pizza recommendation comment. So y'all know me. Follow the 80-20 rule. Don't believe 80% of what comes out of my mouth there, and we're all happy campers. Hi. All right, 7-3. This is K4WCL. You mobile. Delta uniform, go ahead, K4WCL.
For some recipes, there's a site called allrecipes.com. You can find lots of recipes for all kinds of things, from making your own taco seasoning, from making tacos to seasoning salt to... So you might find something for pork chops. Take pork chops there. Okay, Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform Mobile.
Matthew, WW4JET, looking for that recipe, so hopefully he's still listening. KK4FQU, very good. This is going to be my final here. I'm just going up the mountain. Name is John, and I'm located in northern Pickens County, not too far from Table Rock. 7-3, happy Memorial Day weekend. This is K4WCL.
Foxtrot Tango Uniform Mobile,
Mayor Richard. 4YCI, N4LLA. You around, Bill?